a wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Out there in radio land, this is Johnson Lee and Luella. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We are God's Spoken Word, trailblazers for Jesus. We're coming to you in no other name but Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin with prayer. Hallelujah. Father, your name, Jesus. We ask you to open up the hearts of the people, Lord, yes, Lord. That they may hear and understand and believe what the word is saying, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind the enemy on every hand, Lord. Open up the blind ears so they can hear what the word is saying to the church today, Lord. Look on all them, my Reed family, our children and their children and everybody else out there. A special prayer, Lord. The whole world, we need prayer, Lord. Amen. From the White House to your house. From the White House to my house, Lord. We need prayer. We need prayer, Lord. We need the people to wake up.
Yes, Lord.
And wake up and let them know time is drawing now. We thank God for this prayer and bless my wife as she brings forth the word in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. My wife says she got a word. She got a word for us this morning. And we thank God for my wife. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read the scripture for her. It comes from Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." In the name of Jesus. All right, baby. It's on you, baby. It's on you. Man. Hit it, hit it.
Jesus is standing at the door knocking.
Uh-huh.
Let him come in.
Yeah.
I tell y'all, it's time to come on, get baptized. Do your name filled with the Holy Ghost, yes. Evident, speaking in tongues, uh-huh. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Jesus standing at the door knocking.
Yes.
Let him come in. He's going to come in and save you.
Uh-huh.
And fill you with the Holy Ghost and get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy
Ghost.
And evidence speaking in tongues.
Say,
walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God.
Amen.
We got to be holy every day of our life.
Yes.
Walk holy, talk holy, look holy, smell holy, be holy. Like God said, be holy.
Amen.
Time to stop biting back. It's time to stop lying. It's time to stop shacking.
No.
It's time to come on and get saved.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
Women, it's time to come on and get saved. Take off that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Stop dyeing your hair. Stop putting on that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Take off those earrings. Cover up your boobs. Take all those paints. Put on a silk walk around your belly. He said, be holy. Women, we got to be holy.
Say, girl.
I love him. I love him. I appreciate everything he already done for me and my husband.
Uh-huh.
I love him. I won't take it back because he been good. Jesus is standing at the door knocking. He want to come in and save you. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is knocking, y'all. Come on, get saved. That not hard.
Amen.
That's the best thing that ever happened.
Say, girl.
I got saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, everything speaking in tongues,
yes,
running for my life, and I ain't got tired yet.
Yes.
I'm going to keep on running till Jesus comes. I made a bow to the Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll serve you till the day I got. My soul said yes, Lord. My soul said yes,
amen.
Lord. I preach your word, Lord. I do whatever you want me to
say. Yes, Lord.
My soul said yes. Yes, Lord, he's standing at the door knocking. He want to come in.
Amen.
He want to save you.
Amen.
He want to fill you with the Holy Ghost. It's time to be saved. It ain't time to stop shacking and backbiting. It's time to come on and live for Jesus. He's on the way back. Time to wind up.
Yes.
Jesus on the way back sooner, y'all think. Time is winding up. It's time to come on, get saved.
Come on.
Baptized in Jesus' name. I tell you, I thank God for my husband. I thank God for everything he's doing, for how he keep on blessing us over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is knocking.
Amen.
He's knocking at your heart. He wants you to come in because he said in the word, I would that none perish, all come in, hell repent. He wants you to repent.
Yes,
he give me a change. My scripture says, whom he love, he chasten. He's trying to run you down because he don't want nobody lost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's why he died on the cross on Calvary. That's why he hung and died. He didn't do nothing wrong. Wasn't nothing wrong about it, but he came. Wasn't nothing wrong that he did. But he got shot. Now, God spoke the word. Good God, him out. And the word became flesh. And that flesh was Jesus. Hashata came down and got in the belly of a virgin named Mary. And she bring Jesus into the world. Hallelujah. And John the Baptist come along and said, hallelujah, she shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. I'm glad he died for me.
Amen.
I'm glad he hung on the cross. I'm glad he bled for me. That's why you got to come on in. Stop lying. Stop whoremongering. Just shut now. God, come on in. Quit being a hypocrite. Quit being a stumbling block. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are witness for Jesus. We both tell everybody. He said, make known my deeds. Hallelujah. Let them know it's time and winding up. And I'm going to say this, and I've been saying it for a while. The next event is the rapture.
Amen.
He coming back. He coming
Praise
back. He coming
word.
For a church. Good God Almighty. He coming for a church without a blemish, without a rancor. Not shut now. Y'all hollering about you don't dot every I and cross every T. If you get caught like that, you're going to be lost.
Amen.
God Almighty. Blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection. Second, have no power. He coming up. He looking for a holy people,
Amen.
A sanctified people, sir. A one that went back to been baptized in Jesus' name, been filled with the Holy Ghost, and living a sanctified life every day. Ain't no part-time. Every day.
Amen.
Ain't no few. Every day. Ain't no every Sunday. Every day. You got to be holy. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said in 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, be ye holy in all manners of conversation. That word conversation means conduct. Your conduct ought to be holy.
Amen.
Your attitude ought to be holy. Your action ought to be holy. The way you dress, the way you act, the way you treat people, supposed to be holy. You supposed to have shut now. Your home supposed to be holy. Your house supposed to be holy. Could God, the clothes you put on supposed to represent Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I'm knocking. You got to let me in, though. One thing I found out, if you see that picture of Jesus standing at the door, ain't no door knob on his side. How he ain't going to come in on his own? You got to let him in. Come on, let him in. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I shot now. How he love you.
Praise
I love you. How I died for you. I suffer for you. How I shot now. That's why you got to come on in. Leave it alone. Put it down. Quit it. Y'all know you're wrong. Y'all know you're in sin. Quit it. Too many hypocrites out there. Too many false prophets out there. For Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, hallelujah, beware false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothing, but underneath they're raging wood. They greedy. False prophet. Folk lying to folk. Tell me you're going to get $1 million. Lying to folk. Say, give me $1,000 and God going to bless you. Lying to folks. Say, in 7 days you're going to get this. I know no prophecy. That's shot the prophecy. Just said the Lord. A prophet to tell you what the Bible said, what the Lord said. If the prophet don't line up with the word, you need to leave it alone. I shut them. Jesus spoke against false prophets. Isaiah spoke against false prophets. Isaiah called them dirty dogs, greedy dogs, dumb dogs. He shut now. Jeremiah spoke against false prophets. We got to know and know that you know who's standing before you.
Amen.
You got to know who's teaching you. You got to know who's leading you. For Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, good God am I. Woo! Shout taught now. If the blind lead the blind, woo! Hallelujah. They all going to fall in the ditch, and that ditch is hell. But he said, I stand at the door, and now ain't
Amen.
This beautiful?
Amen.
He don't want nobody lost. Him on about that way he went on the cross. Him on about a loss, and y'all half stepping, and you wish you watched it, and you love the world. Lord was telling me the other day that the people, they love the world. They carnal minded. That's why John, that's why Paul said over in Romans 8 to be carnal minded and deaf. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to lead you to hell. You find preachers walking around town in different places. They don't represent Jesus because on their hat, they got that ball team. On their jersey, they got the ball team, the tennis shoe. They got that ball team. When you go and appetize Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And when you talk to some of them, they don't talk about Jesus. They talk about what the Saints doing, or what the Cowboys doing, or what the alligator doing, or what somebody doing. Tell me what Jesus doing. Shot, shot, now. Testimony service. Did Jesus hear you? Did Jesus deliver you? Did Jesus save your husband? Did Jesus save your wife? Or is Jesus dealing with your children? Tell me what Jesus doing. Because he come to say that with his laws. That's why he said, knock. Y'all got to let me in. I ain't going to break in. Shot tight now. He that he that come to God must first believe that he was a water. No, that those who didn't seek him, you got to seek him. That's why he said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and it'll rise you there. All these things will be added to you. You ain't got to pay for no new house. You ain't got to pay for no horse. You ain't got to pay for no Cadillac. You ain't got to pay for no home. You ain't got to pay for no good job. All you got to seek him, he going to do it. Shout out now. Yes, he said, you be faithful over a few things. I made you ruler over many. But he knocking on your heart. He knocking because he want to come in. Yeah. Shout out now. He want to fill you with the Holy Ghost. So many people send up in church don't have the Holy Ghost. So many people send up in church say they got the Holy Ghost, but they don't speak with tongues. Good God, am I? That's the only way that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Just like they did in the second chapter of Acts, they spoke in tongues. After the Spirit gave them utterance. Thank you, Jesus. Shout out now. They first repented, went down in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You got to have it, like the Bible said. But he knocking. Now shall he knocking. He knocking. You got to let him in. Let him in, saints. Let him in, preachers. Let him in, teachers. Let him in, choir members. Let him in, deacons. Let him in. Good God Almighty. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Stand at the door knocking. It's time to come on, get saved. Jesus is knocking at the door. Come on, let him in. He want to save you. He want to baptize you. He want to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He want to do everything that he do for you. It's time to love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. I love him more and more every day, and I won't take it back.
Uh-huh.
God been good to me down through the year. Every chance I get, I'm going to praise my Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Praise him. Come on and praise him. Y'all won't praise the Lord. They'll come to church and sit there. Won't even praise the Lord. They won't get up and clap their hands. Shout out now. They don't trade God in for the word. Hallelujah. But when sickness hit, when death hit, when trouble hit, then they're going to holler on Jesus. Then they want Jesus to come to the rescue. One scripture said over in Proverbs, I love it's your calamity. I mock you when your fear comes. I'm going to mock you. I shot now because you don't want me. You used me. You don't want me. You don't want to give your life to me. Thank you, Jesus. But you got to come on in and do like the Bible said, live for him. Shot tight now. We're going to be a witness everywhere. Our light both to shine so men can see our good work and glorify Jesus Christ, which is heaven. We serving a mighty God.
Amen.
We serving a good God. You want the healing, but you don't want the healer. Hallelujah. How about shot now? You want him to bless you, but you don't want to bless her.
You
want to use her just like a woman use a man. Hallelujah. How about shot now? She use him for the money and the thing that he can buy. How shot now? But she don't really want him because she did. She went cheat on him. She went